Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Speaking of All-Stars. Brent Reid from The Australian, the integral part of the Triple M NRL family. Only Paul Gallen could knock you off top billing on a Thursday night, Reedy.
Mate, it gets better every week. All-star. I love it.
The glue, the all-star.
All-star, you name it, baby.
Now, Reedy, let's get stuck straight into it. You told me a couple of weeks back, unbelievably, that Sam Walker, despite all the hype, is actually off contract this year. Where's he at?
Yeah. Well, his management had a meeting with the Roosters today. Actually, Nick Politis, I believe, had a meeting with Sam Walker's management. I think a deal's getting close to being done there. It'll be a 2 or 3 year deal for Sam Walker. Look, he's not going anywhere. You know, that's been pretty clear. He's made that clear, and the Roosters have made it clear they want to keep him. It's obviously important they tie him up as soon as they can, because every week he plays, his value probably goes up. So that's, I assume, why Nick's had a meeting today with his management to try and put the finishing touches on a new deal for Sam Walker. And as I understand it, it's reasonably close. So I'd expect an announcement on Sam Walker imminently. And look, he won't be going anywhere, and he'll be there for at least 2, maybe 3 years. And the Roosters have their way, probably well beyond that as well.
Yeah, he's only played a handful of, well, not even a handful, he had a first grade games, but already looks like he's been doing it for 3 or 4 years. Once he gets a little bit of size on him and a bit of experience, this guy is going to be awesome. He's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Hey, Reedy, we're speaking of halfbacks. Chad Townsend, reported 3 year deal has been confirmed, and now reading it's been worth $2.3
million. Well, I'm actually hearing it's worth more than that, would you believe? Because you've got to throw a car in there. So the price goes up by the day for Chad. And the Cowboys are far from finished. I spoke to Michael Luck yesterday, who's the head of football up there, and he made it very clear that Tom Dearden is the man they want to play alongside Chad Townsend. They believe that Chad Townsend is the perfect mentor for Tom Dearden, and for the next 3 years, Dearden can work alongside Chad Townsend, learn the intricacies of the game, and then eventually take over from him and become the number seven and the leader of that football club. So they're knee-deep in for Tom Dearden. Obviously the Broncos have got their own things going on. They want to keep Dearden, but they've also got an interest in Adam Reynolds. They've got an interest in Mitchell Moses, and they're considering what they do as well. And then obviously they've got the Tony Stagg situation going on with his contract. So there's a lot of moving parts there in the halves market. The Cowboys and the Broncos are well into that market, looking to flesh out, you know, their halves positions. The Cowboys have obviously made the first big hit with Chad. They're very keen on Tommy Dearden. Again, I'm not sure how close that decision is from Dearden, but there's no doubt that the Townsend deal does not affect the offer to Dearden. The Cowboys are desperate to sign Tommy Dearden.
Yeah, look, I don't think anyone else saw the Townsend signing come from the blue. Now that they're after Dearden, I thought once they got one of them guys, either Dearden or Chad Townsend, who are very similar players, what I've seen Tom Dearden play, I think they're very similar. And I thought, you know, with the way 5'8s are going these days, big bodies, you know, the Munsters, the Whitens of the world, the Deweys, that means Scott Drinkwater will be on the outer as well.
Well, from what I understand, they want to keep Drinkwater as well, MG. I'm not sure how that would work. So whether they'd play him at fullback and move Val to the wing, or but I specifically asked Michael Luck about Scott Drinkwater, and he said the same thing. He said, we want to keep Scott Drinkwater. We don't want him to go. So they want to keep all three of those guys. How it works, I'm not sure. That's a decision for Toddy Payton, but obviously Drinkwater's got a decision to make now.
Hey, Katoni Staggs is the other name, and it's come up for, he's made headlines today for not his future contract.
The wrong reasons.
Yeah, the wrong reasons. Exactly. There's an investigation going into his behaviour, but what can you shed light on with that story today, Reedy? But also, where is he at? Because the Titans, from what I've seen, have pulled their offer to him.
Well, he's on very thin ice for Tony Staggs. I wrote a story, actually, I think it was before the season began, that the NRL was keeping a very close eye on him, and they were really concerned about his off-field behaviour. Andrew Abdo wanted to meet him. Andrew subsequently had that meeting with Tony Staggs, and he was very clear. Clear every act off the field, or he won't be allowed back in the game. And as part of that, Katoni's had to undergo some education courses with alcohol and with empathy and those sort of things, and he will not be allowed back in the game until he meets Andrew Abdo and demonstrates that he's done those courses. Now,
wow.
When Nancy is in trouble over an alcohol incident again, It doesn't reflect well on him, and it doesn't. And I know Andrew Abdo, having spoken today, he's made it very clear: Katoni won't be, regardless of what happens with his injury and his contract status, he's not going to be allowed to play until he shows Andrew that his behaviour will change. So he's on very thin ice with the NRL. They're pretty upset with the way he's behaved in the past 3 or 4 months, and he's going to have to demonstrate to them that he's changed, or they will not let him play. So, you know, he's got. You know, I don't know when Katoni's due back. I think it's in a month or so. He's got a month or so to show them that he's changed, or they won't allow him to play.
Yeah, I suppose the big fish in the little pond up there in Bris Vegas, when there's only one team for so many people, he might be getting a little bit too comfortable, because he's a fantastic player. We all know how good of a player he is, but at least continued off field dramas won't hurt him. Won't hurt his cause.
And on the Gold Coast, I think publicly they've withdrawn, but I think they made it clear to Katoni's camp, look, if there's an opportunity for us to come back to the table, Katoni's genuinely interested about in joining the Gold Coast, the door's not closed.
But he didn't show that, did he? He didn't show that he was interested. Apart from what we're reading between the lines, he didn't kind of cement that.
And I think that's the issue. It dragged on for so long. It became a bit of a circus. And the Gold Coast was sick of being involved in the circus. But if Katoni was... I'm not sure how what happened today has affected this situation. But certainly I think the Gold Coast... If Katoni had come back to them and said, look, guys, I'm really interested in coming to the Titans... I think they would go back to the table. Now, whether that may have changed after the revelations have come out today about his behaviour.
MG, Kevy Walters must have smashed up a window factory in a big way before he signed this deal with the Broncos.
He's walked on the ladders. He's driven in front of black cats.
He's kicked a black cat under a ladder, I reckon, and broken a mirror with the cat.
What he should do is grab a rabbit's foot.
He needs to go and grab the entire Bunnies team and grab all their feet at the same time. He has had exactly zero luck as the coach of the Brisbane Broncos. Brent Reed, as always, giving us the inside word on what's happening in the world of rugby league. Very nice work. Enjoy your weekend of footy, Reedy.
Cheers, guys.
All right, this is...
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.